The National Endowment for the Humanities is investing in war. That's right. Its Standing Together initiative aims to help Americans understand the experiences of service members as they return to civilian life. As part of the initiative, the NEH seeks grant proposals to explore the aftermath of war through advanced research in the humanities. Here to tell us more is the acting chairman, Carol Watson. Carol, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, so tell us, for starters, how this is an agency-wide initiative. How is this critical to the National Endowment for the Humanities?
Well, as an institution, like institutions throughout the country, we see the time we're living in now as a defining moment with the 9/11 veterans who have served for over a decade are coming home. And homecoming in all wars is it's a two-way street between the warrior who comes home and the community and families who receive the warrior. It's a process of reintegration, and that's why we call our initiative Standing Together, connecting the warrior to the citizen.
So tell us what
disconnect.
Well, tell us what forms this initiative will take then.
This is, as you mentioned, it's an NEH-wide initiative. NEH is a grant-making agency, and there are a number of ways in which we want to and are and have been making grants to support this effort. It's very broad in the sense that it will reach the broad public, veterans, their families, their communities, but also through the research division, we have plans to support programs that study the history of wars, study recent wars, and connect the times that we're living in now, the wars that we have undergone, with those in the past, learning from the past in order to understand where we are now and to prepare for our future.
Now, one of the programs is called the Warrior Scholar Project, an intensive two-week humanities-based academic boot camp to facilitate veterans transition from the military to college. How does that work, and what sorts of campuses will it take place on?
This is a program that began at Yale University, and what it is a program that uses the training and what veterans learned during their military training to prepare them for the rigors of a stringent academic program. In a several-week program, they not only get intensive academic work, but they also are coached in persistence, in raising their level of confidence. In fact, the content of the program is extremely stringent, but it has to do with democracy. Why did they fight? What is this country about? And in that way, they gain perspective on the wars they fought, and this applies to both the warrior who actually fought as well as military men and women who served during the conflicts.
And I imagine some of this will rub off on the rest of the campus, too, as these people, because everyone else has no idea what happened.
Absolutely. That's the point of Standing Together. This is a two-way street. Standing Together, homecoming is a two-way street. It's not just the military man and woman who comes back with memories, perhaps wounds, but also the communities to which they return. There is this moment when we meet a veteran and we say thank you for your service. And then there's that moment of silence, isn't there, where what do we say next? What does the veteran say? What do we say? And into that gap, there is something that can be done, and that is on the part of the veteran, tell their story. And on the part of we as civilians, listen to that story. And we have programs for veterans in their communities to tell that story. We have veterans programs in which communities and veterans and families read great stories about wars in the past, current conflict, through plays, through poetry, through history, great literature. And that's the humanities.
And there's another one that I'm interested in. The Military History Workshop talks about the digital humanities methodologies. Explain what digital humanities is and how this will play out at Northeastern University.
Absolutely. The digital humanities is using computer technology to assist historians in their work. We all know that history is a matter of telling a story. It's a narrative. But with digital technology, you can connect stories through the computer. You can use all of the computer capabilities, for example, geographic tracking to see what actually happened, what was the movement of troops, what was the movement of materiel, and actually put the story together from various locations so that you get a broader picture. Historians trained in not too long ago, I won't even say an earlier era, can benefit from understanding all of the tools that are now available to them to tell their stories of war, and that's what we hope to accomplish in the program that you spoke of.
We're speaking with Carol Watson. She's acting chairman of the National Endowment for the Humanities. And also, you have $10,000 grants to local communities. Let's get away from the campuses for a moment. And there's grants for communities, for local areas of interest. Tell us how that works and what kinds of programs you hope to spark.
We learned that we should be doing these programs from state humanities councils. NEH is spread throughout all of the states and territories. There are groups that make grants that make sense locally. And each one of these has received a small grant to produce programs that make sense for them. I can give you some wonderful examples.
Please do.
Of these programs. Well, in Missouri, there is a program in which veterans come together with scholars who help them write about their experiences. They have now produced their third anthology, which then helps their communities understand their experience and helps them express and gain the dignity of having spoken about their experience. In Kentucky, for example, the Catholic Action Center in Lexington is holding programs based on an anthology called Standing Down. Standing Down is when you leave the military service. And this is a collection of writings about coming home. Coming home, as I said, is a two-way street. And this this program is aimed at homeless veterans. So it's embracing veterans throughout the veterans community. And your listeners may know that Guam, we also have programs in the mm-hmm. territories. The Chamorro, the original peoples of Guam, they have the highest participation rate in the military of any of the states or the territories. The indigenous people are the Chamorros, and we have programs there in which they're looking at their history of participation in American military service. So it reaches throughout the entire country and all the territories.
So ultimately, how do you believe that humanities can help returning veterans?
I believe that the humanities give us perspective on our experience. I think specifically the humanities can help veterans tell their stories. They help us understand and hear their stories. The humanities help all of us gain perspective on our experience and help us as we read about the past and we read about our current history. They are a force, a powerful force, for connecting us with each other. And as I said, there is a disconnect. And standing together, our initiative is to connect us, the civilians, with warriors. And the humanities are a powerful tool for helping us do that.
And so how will you know, what metrics do you have to know that this program, this initiative, these grant program succeeds?
I can tell you this, that this program is not something that just was developed and cooked up out of our heads. It's based on already many, many grants that we have supported over the past decade and longer to connect the citizen, the warrior, the community. These programs have taught us what we should be putting our focus on. For example, let me tell you about one called Literature in Medicine that took place in 20 states, where medical professionals, from doctors to lawyers to the radiologist, read works of classic literature so that they could gain a deeper understanding of what the wounded veteran was going through. This is a powerful program that has taken place in 20 states. And now we are extending that program by adding additional funding for it. So this is based on careful programming that we've done. We're still learning. And what we're trying to do is extend these programs, create models for others to take up.
Carol Watson is the acting chairman of the National Endowment for the Humanities. Good luck with that program. We'll have to have you back as some of the results roll in.
I'd be very pleased to come back.